Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tuesdays at this time, we talk social media and spring cleaning. Still involves cleaning out the closets in the garage, but just as important is digital spring cleaning. And Scott Kleinberg is going to talk to us about that this morning. We do this twice a year during spring and fall. Scott, it gets more important each time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Morning, Bob. Because, you know, let's face it. I mean, our lives are digital. And what's on your laptop and what's on your phone represents some of the most important stuff that you have. And the good news here is that it doesn't have to be hard to do. So hopefully I can help you get started right away.
Okay, so what's the number one thing you'd recommend?
Number one thing is take stock of your passwords. And I can't stress this enough. And, you know, we can spend an entire segment talking about this, and we should absolutely do that. But for today, let's try to keep it simple. So first, make sure you're using strong passwords. And by strong, I mean they should be at least 16 characters. They should contain a combination of uppercase and lowercase letters. And they should have numbers, and they should have symbols. And second part of that is never repeat passwords, especially if your passwords aren't strong. Because remember, if someone figures out your Netflix password and that password ends up being the same as your bank account and your 401k password, you just made that problem exponentially worse. And, you know, it's so tempting to create passwords that are easy for you to remember, but passwords are not meant to be easy to remember. You want to make them hard to crack, and then you want to store them somewhere safe.
I know you've mentioned locking passwords in a safe. Do you still advocate for that?
You know, Bob, I do if it's what is necessary to keep your passwords protected. Here's how I look at it. Any physical document that you have, like a birth certificate, for example, a will, passwords are just as important as any of those documents. So they should be treated as such. So, and just so you know, yes, there's that button that says if you forget a password, you can reset it by clicking on forgot password. I really try to make it a habit to avoid doing that. And doing that is as simple as knowing where they are at all times.
You need a larger and larger safe for all the passwords, though. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Seriously, you're right.
We could spend a whole segment on this. What else should be part of spring cleaning?
Well, I would say update the software on your computer, on your phone, on your tablet, where anything digital. Software updates do two very important things. One, they add new features. And that's fun, that's useful, depending on what the feature is and what the program is. But they also add security when security is compromised. So a problem, for example, that needs to be patched could be updated by a company in a software update.
And how do you know what to update and when?
I personally take all of the guesswork out of that by turning on the auto update feature. And depending on the device, most devices have that feature. That way I know that my software is updated in a timely manner. But to answer your question, it's really hard because if it's just a feature, you can get that feature whenever you get it. But those overall software updates for Apple, for Android, those are the ones that are much more likely to contain those security updates. So I would always prioritize those.
And we're chatting with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And as far as social media goes, Scott, let's continue talking spring cleaning. What's important to do at this point in the year?
It's a good question. And one thing is check all of your messages on all of your accounts, those private messages, especially if you're using social media as a business. You want to make sure you're capturing everything that someone is sending. And it's really easy to overlook those, especially if someone starts sending you messages on an account that you use less frequently. So if you end up finding messages that are months old, that's obviously not going to be a good look, but that would likely serve as the reminder you need to check your messages more often. And, you know, I always tell people, digital cleaning and regular cleaning, they do have their similarities. It's like when you open your closet and years worth of stuff comes crashing down on you. You don't want to let that happen to you with your digital cleaning, because just because you can't see it doesn't make it any less important.
And it does stand to reason that if you do a quick checkup, like once a month, it'll be even quicker when you get to this point, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. And remember, Bob, a calendar reminder, it's your best friend. Set something up that makes you more accountable. You know, set it up for springtime, fall time. Not everything has to be done at every time. Also, keep that in mind. If you perform these steps now, you know, come the fall season, cleaning your passwords, you know, your passwords may be where you need them to be. Your software should be updated automatically if you set that setting up. And, you know, you may not have as much to do as you think. I just think the key is getting started.
Okay, Scott, if you will open up the Genius Bar, a couple of questions, one for me and one from a listener today. First, and this kind of goes with what we've been talking about today, when I go to my laptop or my phone and check messages, there's an indication that I have about 900,000 that are stored up that I've never deleted. Should I be deleting those old messages? It would take me a couple of years to do it at this point, but is that harming anything?
The only thing that it could be harming is the amount of space that it's taking up on the device. But in most cases, emails and messages are stored on servers versus on the local device. But that said, if you're talking on an iPhone and you're talking about the actual messages, and those messages contain photos or other attachments, yes, that is actually going to be taking up space on your device. So depending on what the message is, you may want to delete it. There are actually ways that you can go into the different settings depending on the device and the platform you're using to find out how much space it's actually taking up. Sometimes those photos really add up and it can be eye-opening. So it really depends on how many there are.
All right. Well, maybe in my spare time, I'll look for messages that have photos or videos attached or something. At least get rid of those.
You can definitely do that, yes.
Question from a listener. Ask Scott, what is the best password saver app?
That is a little bit hard to answer simply because there are so many password protector kind of apps that things that you can save. The one thing that I would recommend doing before you invest in one of these apps and trying to find out which one is the best is use the password manager that's located within the computer system you use. So an iPhone has one built in, Google has one built in, Android has one built in. It just depends on the device you're using. I would say, in my experience, 9 out of 10 people are satisfied with the features that those include, and it makes it so much easier because everything just transfers between your devices. Yes, you can use other programs that are out there, and there are lots of them, but the reviews are, by the time you go through the reviews and figure out which one is the best, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So start with the one that comes with the system, and then decide if those features are not enough for you. And if that's the case, then you have to start looking outside. But I bet you that is a good starting point.
I don't know if you can help Kathy from Park Ridge. She's been hacked. What happened to you, Kathy?
Well, about 2 months ago, my Facebook account was hacked. They changed the picture on the Facebook. They changed the name. But I can't seem to close this account. Now, I'm not real computer savvy. I went on Facebook originally just to be able to see people, you know, what they're doing, all that. I never put anything really personal on that account.
Yeah, but still, you got to do something about that. I don't know. Scott, what would you do?
The best thing to do when your account is compromised is look at the help section on Facebook. They take you through this guided experience where it says something like, was your account compromised? Do you have access to this account? Do you have access to the email on the account? Once you answer those questions, Facebook should in turn get back to you and help you. That is not always a perfect situation. Sometimes because of everything that's going on, they don't necessarily do that. But that's the starting point because you want to let someone know that it happened.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, Scott, thank you. I have done that, and all these people come up wanting me to pay for help.
Don't do that. Scott, you're a genius. We'll talk to you next week at this time. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, Bob. Take care.
Have a good day.